Hi, I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
We're so happy you joined us, and we're going to be talking about some holiday kinds of things. And this is such a special time of year, so we're especially pleased that you've joined us. And Miss Nene's going to remind you again, but you know, we know that you can't always get us at 7:45 in the morning, so work it into your schedule when you're working in the kitchen, whatever.
And it's fun to listen to us then, too, because you need perhaps need a little smile in your day as you're working
in the
kitchen.
We hope we provide that, because yeah. We certainly do a lot of smiling when we do this, for sure.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think people are looking for, families are looking for something that the family can be involved in, mm-hmm. and doesn't take so much time, but you have a nice product at the end.
Well, we often think of family traditions ahead of Christmas time as making sugar cookies and decorating them and getting out all the sprinkles and the food coloring, perhaps if you're going to tint the frosting, and just having a fun time. Even though it's messy, it's a fun time, and it's a time that children love and remember for years and years.
Yes, tell those stories. We were visiting with somebody at the Harvest Market, this mm-hmm. little guy, I think he was two, and I said, and I believe this, I said, in 20 years, he's going to tell you a story about helping in the kitchen, because his grandma said, yeah, he's there at the stool, help me.
Oh, wonderful.
He's going to have a story that's going to be, you didn't even remember probably, and he's going to have that story to tell.
Yes,
those
yes.
Those memories are so, so in there and so important.
Growing up on the prairies of North Dakota, I mentioned this often in my article in the Atlantic News Telegraph and in my blog. We did a lot of baking. Mom did a lot of baking because that was the food that was provided for our table, and we grew much of our food. She had a large garden, and the meat that we had was harvested from the livestock that we raised on our farm. But one thing that we did ahead of Christmas that I can remember my sister and I doing in our warm, cozy kitchen, and of course the oven was on, and it might be a marshmallow world outside, but it was really cozy in our kitchen, was when Mom would bake the cinnamon roll Christmas trees. And you might ask, what is that? And
some Christmas tree out of cinnamon rolls?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And they're so fun to do. And they can be done a variety of ways. I have Mom's original recipe here for quick buttermilk sweet dough that she used for making her cinnamon roll Christmas tree. And as I was looking over this recipe, I thought, how interesting, because the recipe requires both yeast and baking powder, LaVon. Now, have you ever seen a yeast bread recipe like that?
Yes, I have. And I think it gives it an extra kind of poof. Makes them a little lighter. And I just want to mention mm-hmm. here now, if you're not into making yeast dough, hang in there, because Miss Nene has another suggestion. But
yes.
let's go on with the yeast dough for right now.
Okay. Well, I had a question about that. So I went to my resource for yeast breads, and that happens to be the King Arthur Flour Bake Line. And I will give you that number now. It's a toll-free number, and I will also put it on the website so that you have it. If you have a pen or a pencil, jot this down. It's 866-827-6836. 866-827-6836. The home economists at King Arthur Flour Company test hundreds and hundreds of yeast bread recipes and are just so knowledgeable with questions that consumers have regarding breads. So I called them this morning and said, what has been your experience with using both baking powder and yeast in a bread? And the home economist said, oh, that's an old Southern method, and it makes a lighter, fluffier product. And then I got to thinking, well, why is this an old Southern method? How come it's not an Eastern method? And then I, in my more research on the internet, I discovered that it's a method that's often used in making biscuits. Biscuits I often associate with coming being a tradition in the South. So I think there we go mm-hmm. in why it is an interesting phenomena in combining those two leaveners in making a yeast bread. But this traditional Christmas tree, the recipe that will be given, I will also include in the method how to lay out the slices of cinnamon rolls so prior to baking, how to lay them out on the baking sheet so that you will get an idea of how to do that. That's something that the children can do in your family. Perhaps you will make up the quick roll dough, or make it simpler. Let's go to the grocery store there are many options. You can purchase a boxed mix of hot roll mix and mix that up and use that to shape your rolls. You can also think about going to the refrigerated section and just pick up those cans of commercial yeast
now
roll.
Now we're really to speed.
Mm-hmm. Cinnamon rolled, you know, I think I'm going to do that later on this week, Clavon, because my grandchildren are going to be home, and I want to make this with them, but we might be limited on time. So that is the easy way to do it. You've got a pre-made roll, cinnamon roll, that's sliced already, and all you have to do is lay it out on the baking pan, and then let the fun begin. Because if with a great selection of colored sugars, one of my favorites, even when I was growing up as a child, was those multicolored little nonpareils.
Oh, yes.
Because they reminded me of all the colorful lights on a Christmas tree. And then to use red hots, that could be another added event. And always, we would have to buy a bottle of silver draggies, you know, those little silver balls, because, of course, that had to top the Christmas tree.
Of course. And did you put any green on your Christmas tree?
Yes, we had the green sprinkles, green sugar sprinkles. You could even tint
frosting.
Frosting,
I'm
yes.
You could make a little roping if you wanted to.
Yes.
I mean, it depends on how maybe on the age of the children who are helping you, how much you want to do. Because you don't have to be very old to do some sprinkles. And there may get to be too many in one spot, but hey, what difference does it make?
Oh, and be sure to always take a picture. Yes. You want a picture to document what this little one was doing at this special time of year when they were such and such an age. And you can have fun with that, and they can too. And of course, the best part will be eating it.
Eating that. And as you've mentioned before, when the children are involved with the making, then it makes it really special when you get to the eating part, because they take such pride in the finished product that they have.
Well, this all also offers an option to decorating sugar cookies and might even establish another legacy for you and your family members.
You bet. Now, the probably important thing, and again, depending on the age of the children, mom or grandma or somebody may need to lay the rolls out in the shape of the tree. That's where we get the tree.
Mm-hmm.
But after it's baked, hey, then it's just kind of open season for anybody who wants to get involved. And maybe you want a couple of these. You know,
oh,
if you
exactly.
have a family gathering, mm-hmm. maybe you want to have a couple. I don't know if you want to do a decorating contest. I mean, this could get really involved, or it could be really simple.
Well, they freeze well, too. So you can make them up ahead of time and enjoy them on Christmas morning. That was what we always did. And when I was growing up, we had the cinnamon roll Christmas tree. And when we did baked ours, we would always put on all the decorations prior to baking, because Dad didn't, that way all those little sugars stuck to the dough, and Dad was not a powdered sugar frosting fan, so we never frosted ours. But as my sister has made it with her children, she started to frost it, and of course it just adds to the liveliness of the tree and the authenticity of the tree. But that's an optional thing, and of course the frosting would be put on later. But I'll remember it was always very special that breakfast on Christmas morning to have the Christmas tree. That's when Mom would squeeze oranges. We'd have fresh
orange juice.
Yes, we
in
never,
North Dakota at Christmas
yes,
time.
Yes, we never had that any other time of the year. And it was just a delight. I loved it.
Yes, you know, we talk about family memories. Well, one of the reasons we talk about those is because you have so many great memories of mm-hmm. all those special kinds of things. And as we've said, you know, every family can build those memories. It's not too late. I mean, if you have grown children, you could still do some memories.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so you don't have to wait for little ones, but that makes it extra special.
And, you know, sometimes I think grown children are just begging. They don't come out and say it, but they're begging to have those special moments in the kitchen with Mom and to establish traditions. That's what it's all about. And I could go on and on about tradition making in the kitchen.
But this is one that can be really simple and really special, the cinnamon roll Christmas tree. So try it out.
Yes, and go online to get the recipe. We're at KJAN.com. Click on Programs. Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene. And the recipe there will be there, along with the podcast of this broadcast as well. So you can listen to us any time of any day. Now, if you don't have a computer, be sure to send a note or call KJAN, because if you want the recipe, we will more than happy send it to you.
We probably could even provide a picture. If you really wanted one.
Yes, yes, so, we certainly could.
So do contact us, because We really want to share this with you. And, you know, if you have suggestions or questions, we'd love to hear those too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
we want to be your baking, cooking resource.
Okay. So join us every Saturday morning at 7:45 or all the other options that you mentioned.
Yes, that's right. Thank you for joining us today. We've had fun with you. And we hope that you will establish fun, fond family memories in the kitchen.